get to Christmas. So we are still in the time of Advent, approaching Christmas, which normally runs for the 4 weeks before Christmas, looking at certain topics, certain focuses, normally traditionally, of hope, love, joy, and peace. And tonight, as you would have picked up in the readings, we get to the final focus of peace, what it means to find Jesus as the Prince of Peace, as was mentioned. We've been following a series that we attained, focusing on the star as the light guiding us to these different focuses in finding Jesus in the manger. Now, the star itself, once again, we don't know what the star was. It's only mentioned briefly in Matthew 2, yet there's a lot of focus in our Christmas carols on the star and the light that leads us to Jesus. And not without reason, because it is in the Bible, and certainly it was God leading the wise men, the shepherds, and us even, to find Jesus. But as we are on this journey, let me show you a short video clip. It falls within our timing as well tonight. So a short video clip just to once again do a review of what we have looked at so far, what this journey looks like. So have a look at this video and then I'll talk to you afterwards. Certainly is a great journey to be on, to find the star and find the light. I often wonder myself how it would have been standing there under that presence of that light that night. What the star would have been, how magical it would have been just being there with God's presence and feeling the presence of joy and peace and hope just being amongst you as you find it and see it in this little baby. Tonight it's just focusing on what that peace is and how we can find that peace ourselves, what it means to us. What do you think peace means? I think for many people, it's the calmness after the storm. It's when you've been through hardship and there is no more hardship in your life, when you've suffered and there is no more suffering. So for many, finding peace is the absence of hardship, the absence of trouble in your life. That is when people often find peace, when they are looking for peace. But I think in the life that we live, it's very often not the reality. We actually find true peace even if we are going through hardship and find ourselves in struggles. For us, I think true peace is not the absence of hardship, but it's the presence of God in our hardship and in our troubles. And when we struggle, knowing that God is there, when we have His strength, when we have His guidance, when we have His comfort, then it doesn't matter what we are going through, we have that sense of peace that God is with us. And that is what certainly happened on this night when Jesus was born. God came to be with us in a tangible presence, a little baby that could be picked up, could be comforted, could be held, and it was God being with us, His people. We certainly need that peace in the world we're living in today. We do not live in a world that is full of peace. We live in a world that is full of hatred. We live in a world where people climb in their cars and see how many people they can mow down. We live in a world where world leaders belittle one another over Instagram or Twitter or other social media. Where war's brewing. When we don't know when the next missile would be launched and whether it would be one that is armed and would hit somewhere and cause destruction. We don't know what will happen the next day, whether we find ourselves, because we do find ourselves in a world where someone would just take a rifle and shoot people out of a window. A lot more hatred than the peace that we are longing for and seeking in our lives. But yet it's in the midst of such a life that God promises peace to be with us, when the promise was fulfilled that He made, that peace would come to be with us. And so let's have a look at that tonight, and we'll find, first of all, that we actually see this in the birth of Jesus as well. We sang Silent Night just earlier in the service, and in that song as well, we sang about the peaceful, heavenly peace that was around. But how peaceful was it really, you think, when Jesus was born? He was born in a town where there were a lot of people, hundreds of people gathered for a census. So many people that they couldn't find a place of accommodation. They had to stay amongst animals, and I'm sure the animals weren't peaceful right through the night as well. They would have made a lot of noise, would have been a lot of struggle as well. The whole scene that the Bible sets is not really one of quiet, peaceful atmosphere, but it's one that's actually quite busy. Angels start singing in Luke 2 verses 13 and 14. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." A busy time, a time of a lot happening, and yet the angels sang as well that peace had come. God's peace reigns in the midst of our busy lives. And that's something I think we should take hold of as well in this passage and take to heart. Even if we go through life and life gets busy, God has given us peace. And so we have the power of God to actually find peace amongst or within all the struggles that we face. Life is a journey, and this journey brings a lot on our path. But we have God's presence, and God's presence gives us the opportunity to find peace, to be still, to know that God is with you. And even though you might find yourself facing struggles and concerns, and in 2018 there might be new struggles coming up as well, within all that happening, God's presence brings peace to our hearts. And the reason for that is with what Isaiah said. I'll read verse 6 again. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The peace that we find, the peace that we are journeying towards, is not an attitude, it's not a place, It's a person that we find. The Prince of Peace. We sang that in the previous song as well. The peace we find is a person. It's Jesus. And we take that to heart, and that's what we carry with us, knowing that Jesus is with us. Jesus gives us strength. Jesus gives us guidance as we go through life. God says in Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." As you go through life and as you face struggles, you can also find that moment of stillness, of peace, of knowing that God is with you, knowing that in Jesus He has given you a Savior, a Redeemer, a Counselor, a Prince of Peace. Now this peace, once again, is not something just for us, but it's certainly a promise and a present that God has given His whole world. God loves the world so much that He gave His Son. And this is certainly something that the whole world is in need of. As I mentioned before, there are countries at war, there are refugees, we all have neighbors that might be hurting. We all have people that we can reach out to and tell them that peace can be found by them as well. See, this whole journey that we've been on, we've been guided by a light guiding us to find hope and joy and love and peace. But as we find that, it overflows in us and through us and should be shared with those around us. And they might not understand how we can deal with things. That's amazing to see when Christians go through struggles, how calm they can be. You might have been by the side of a deathbed. But if a Christian passes away, very often there's just this sense of calmness and peace that you can just see live in their hearts. And very often this peace that we have, the presence of God in us, the understanding of our Savior, something the world doesn't understand if they look at us. But Paul writes to the Philippians, in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, and says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That is the gift that we have been given. If we journey to find peace, we find it in Jesus Christ. And Christ said to His disciples, and we heard these words as Adele read them as well. Jesus said to His disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." He told His disciples, "I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." As we continue with our journey and venture into the future, let us know that peace is with us, because Jesus is with us. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You that You are in the midst of all the chaos and pain of our lives. You invite us into Your peace. Help us to abide with the Prince of Peace and to rest in the peace that comes from trusting in You. Give us the courage to trust You with our lives and with the situations we see in the world around us. Lord, fill us with Your peace. Keep us in Your perfect peace, and let it continually restore us and draw us to Yourself. Let us bring Your peace into the often chaotic world around us. Amen. Well, let me invite the band to come and lead us again.